Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
We were flying north from Rio on another stage of our search for the secret of this grim weapon of death and destruction. We knew that a mysterious Chaka was one of the six scientists who'd come to South America with part of the secret. We knew that Chaka had already beaten us to some of the information himself. And we knew that he'd been associated with a search for the lights that never go out, somewhere in the ruins of an ancient civilization. Sir Giles Davenport chartered a seaplane for our jaunt. It was operated by a moody American, Herman Nagel. But some 4.5 hours out of Rio, Sir Giles radioed through a message that sent shivers down the spines of his servant Angelo and myself. Someone had planted a bomb on the seaplane.
Senor! Senor, the evil spirits ride with us!
Evil spirits? You said it, brother.
No laughing matter, Nagel. This direct message from friend in Rio.
I figured that was a two-way you characters brought on board. What's wrong? Don't you trust the equipment I got?
This is for direct contact with my company.
No need to cover up. I ain't asking questions.
It's scarcely time for anyone to be asking questions. Someone's planted a bomb on this plane.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, senor, at any moment it is likely to hurl us into the waiting arms of the spirit.
Don't worry, bud. This crate's got a charmed life.
Now, all jokes aside, Nagel, we must do something.
Nothing I can do except stay put at the controls, Carson. And like I told you, it'll be 2 hours before I can guarantee any safe landing place. With this load on board, we need a fairly good stretch of water and not too shallow.
Oh, senor, please.
Hey, you better search the ship, bud, and find the evil spirits.
For all our sakes, I hope so. Come on, Angelo, old chap. No sign of it, I'm afraid.
But it must be here, senor. His Excellency is informed on the best authority that the bomb is upon this aeroplane.
And we've been right down to tail compartment and through all his gear and luggage.
Senor Carson, His Excellency warns me that he has yet no knowledge of the length of the delay. At any moment it may let loose its anger upon
us. Yes, I know, old chap.
And this is the work of the one who does the dance.
Huh?
The acquaintance of your senor from El Blanco Tulipa.
Oh, Mademoiselle Carilli.
Indeed.
How so?
Was she not observed conducting some strange business near where this plane was moored in Rio de Janeiro?
According to friend Herman Nagel up front.
She is in league with the dark spirits.
I can't imagine it, old chap, but let's shift those petrol cans. Might be planted behind them.
At once, senor. At once.
If not there, then seems we're sunk in more ways than one. Plane rocking heavily at times, it was a ticklish business shifting those petrol cans. But the situation was ticklish, to say the very least. Though still no sign of the bomb. Surely the divine Fakarelli couldn't be as callous as this. I sent Angelo forward to the control cabin to tell that cool coot Nagel that the search was fruitless to date. Then I contacted Sir Giles. The old boy was standing by. He seemed miles and miles away, which he was. Over 500 now.
Yes, Carson, old fella, you're coming through. What about the extra cargo?
No luck yet, Sir Giles.
Man alive, you must find the dash thing or...
Or we won't be.
What was that, Carson?
Or we won't be alive.
This is no joke, man.
I'm not treating it as such, I assure you. But we've searched high and low.
It's on board somewhere.
Yes, but precisely where?
Well, she didn't tell me that.
She? Who was this, Sir Giles?
Your dancer friend.
Faye.
Yes.
Fakarelli?
That's right. Yes, Carson, she rang me halfway through the morning.
Did she put it on board?
I don't know. She hung up immediately, she warned me.
Oh, so she's not villainess after all.
Well, she may simply be regretting it all. But, Carson, you must find it.
Nowhere else to look, sir.
Then get the plane down in the river somewhere. Abandon it.
Yes, I thought of that, but Nagel says it's about 2 hours to a suitable landing place. We're carrying a big load of petrol.
Dump it, man. Do anything, but save your hide. Look, this is desperate.
Yes, realize that, but, suggestion. Contact Fair.
Well, I'm doing my best, old chap. I'll signal through the moment I have anything.
Good.
Meanwhile, try to persuade Nagel to land somewhere. If you can't find the bomb, then abandon the plane. It may only be a matter of minutes before it goes up.
So you guys ain't located it, huh?
No, Nagel. And with all due respect to your somewhat sardonic sense of humor, the situation's growing a little more desperate.
You reckon, huh?
I fear so.
Oh, Senor.
Losing your nerve, bud? Well,
really, old chap, he has every reason to be dismayed.
Huh. The time passes, Senor Carson.
I just realize that, but our friend seems to be inviting disaster.
Huh.
Is there anywhere else we can look?
Yeah, there is.
And where?
Bomb could be tucked under the cowling of one of the engines.
Jove, never thought of that.
Maybe while I'm trying to figure out some place where we might make a landing, you could sort of climb out.
Climb out onto the wing, Senor?
Yeah. Did it many a time in my studying days. But now, like I've been telling you, I gotta stay put at these controls.
All right, then. Which do you suggest first?
You mean you...
Naturally. Why not?
Well, you're game. I gotta admit that.
And which engine first? Port or starboard?
Now, Carson.
Now, hurry, man.
I guess this has gone far enough.
What do you mean?
Well, it just ain't no bomb on this crate.
No bomb?
Nope, no bomb.
But we've information from a most reliable source.
Sure. It was on board.
Was? How's that?
Now listen, Carson, I've been around. I've been flying some mighty queer birds in my time. Like I said, this ain't the first time I've had bomb trouble. Besides, with that dancer dame prowling near the moorings, wasn't I warned?
Now, let's get this straight, Nagel. You suspected there was a bomb on board.
Yeah.
So you searched the plane and found it.
And dumped it in the mud someplace outside Rio. To some fishermen, I guess it'll be an underwater disturbance when it goes off.
And you knew this all along?
Sure.
And you still let us go searching this ship?
Well, it was one way of getting you out of my hair, wasn't it?
Yeah, old chap, a man ought to take you by the hair and throw you overboard.
That, Senor, will bring me a great deal of pleasure.
Cock sure, ain't you, bud, now that your evil spirits ain't on
board. Take care, my friend.
I wouldn't try pulling anything up here, son. Not unless you want to crash this kite down in that jungle below. It ain't never been explored.
Mr. Nagel, I rather think this sense of humor of yours is out of place. Howsoever, we'll carry on as planned to that first landing site.
It'll be 3 hours yet.
And let's hope we don't get in one another's hair again.
Senor, it is insane.
Let us pass, Angelo. Let's to the other cabin. That's something coming through from our bird-watching friend.
Did you say bird-watching?
Sir, one of my many hobbies, you know.
Oh, sure.
Howsoever, we'll get ourselves out of your hair for the time being. Angelo had a murderous air about him. I felt much the same. Friend Nagel certainly had a quaint sense of humor, it seemed. We retired to the rear cabin in a certain mood of relief, and the plane roared on high above the treacherous unknown. Death had not claimed us, though how very wrong we were in thinking all was well. We lunched, then waited on Sir Giles. It was almost an hour and a half before he came through.
Splendid, Carson. So you found the egg.
Egg, sir? Oh, yes, of course. It wasn't in the nest after all.
It wasn't in the nest, you say?
No. Our friend removed it before we left Rio.
You mean he knew this all along?
So, sir.
And didn't tell you?
He has an odd sort of twist to humor, sir. Anyway, we've been waiting some time to hear from you.
Oh, I've been out getting information from that dark bird, a female species. The one that does that very attractive dance, if you follow.
Yes, I follow, sir.
I managed to get what I wanted from the bird herself, you might say.
And she laid the egg on this nest of ours?
I'm not too sure. It may have been another of the species.
Any idea why she came onto your doorstep, so to speak, and let you know about it?
I fear not, old fellow. But it was a clever way of planting the egg. Such a very innocent disguise.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, Carson, I'm relieved to know that no harm can come to the nest. We won't waste any more juice. I'll be hearing from you in due course, I trust.
Sir, so, at prearranged time.
Good. Then all the best of luck for the present.
Thanks, Sir Giles. Cheers for now. Well, Angelo, that's that. So much for our egg.
This egg, Signore.
The bomb, Father.
Ah!
See, see, indeed. The evil spirits no longer ride with us.
Well, let's hope not. Meanwhile, I'll get up to the control cabin and see what progress we're making.
Well, Carson, how's your bird-watching buddy?
Quite well, old chap. Just passing on information about what we might and might not strike in these parts.
Huh.
I assure you, Nagel, I am interested in bird-watching.
Sure, sure. I noticed back in Rio.
You did?
Yeah. First when I see that blonde bird chewing to you, and then the dark one.
Yeah, that's rather a different hobby out here.
Well, that'd be the one I'd take up, bud.
Well, then we must do a spot of watching when we get back to Rio.
If we get back.
What precisely do you mean?
Well, when someone plants a bomb on the ship, it means trouble, I figure. Though I ain't minding anybody's business but my own.
Don't worry. But, how did you manage to locate the bomb?
First, Bud, like I said, I suspected someone was paying too much attention to this kite. So I look her over. Anybody could have found it.
Seen through the disguise, you mean?
Disguise? Listen, Carson, in my time I seen some bombs planted. This was strictly amateur. Was wedged down in the tail compartment, had bomb written all over it.
Howsoever, old chap, I'm told that it was cleverly planted and under an innocent disguise.
Huh? Well, how'd you come by that?
My bird-watching friend happened to mention it.
Cleverly planted. Innocent disguise. You know something, Carson? I figured there were two bombs put on board.
Two?
Sure, the amateur job I found, the one you ain't found. I guess I got cause to be dismayed after all.
I rather fear we all have. A second bomb, and we've already searched the ship. Bombs were in season, it seemed. Herman Nagel wasn't enjoying this latest interlude one bit. As he remained at the controls, we began another desperate mid-air search. We certainly had thoughtful rivals in Operation Death Ray.